Maybumps.
Cam FM.
Let's go to the Riverside now with Becca.
And now we've got a very strong G3. G3, I'd say they've probably already taken a couple of seats out of Kings. Now we've got Keys 3. G3 have already opened the gap there. There's about two lengths between G3 and Keys 3. Now, next we've got St. Catherine's 3. They're probably a quarter length up, I'd say. Probably about one and a quarter length of Keys 3. This looks like it could be a bump later. Now we've got Darwin 2. There's quite a big gap. One and a half, two lengths between Cats 3 and Darwin 2. Now there's a very big gap, and now we've got Downing 3, not looking very sharp at the moment, I'm afraid. They're being chased by Wilson 2. Wilson 2 are about 3 feet away. So, Wilson 2, about 1 foot away, just where I am now. So they've got overlap now. Wilson 2 on Darwin 3. Wilson 2 on Darwin 3. I'd expect in the next few strokes, Downing have conceded. So Wilson 2 have bumped Downing 3. Now, next through is Corpus Christi 2. Not sure if the crews are going to clear fast enough to let them through. And just coming up to me now, I have got Selwyn 3, who are being hotly pursued by Edge 2. They've got overlap. House has gone up. Selwyn 3 have been bumped by Edge 2. Now, next, we've got Homerton 2. And I'd say behind them, we've got Hughes 2. And there's probably a foul on station. Hughes 2, a foul on station to Homerton 2. Next, coming through, we've got Bryce 3. Hughes 2 opened up a large gap. Then maybe three lengths, I'd say, between Hughes and Christ. So I don't think there's going to be a bump there. Now we're coming up. We've got first and third, 4. Again, there's a big gap. I'd say there's a good 2, maybe 3 lengths between Christ 3 and first and third, 4. And then a large gap between first and third, 4. And the next boat, which I can see, which is Sydney. Will. So that's just Magdalen 3 have probably bumped Trinity Horsbury. The two boats pulled in, that would be the most logical conclusion. Who have now got Sydney Sussex 2, probably 5, maybe more lengths away from first and third, 4, not looking likely for an over bump there. So I'll pass up to Will on grass. Will. Is anything happening where you are, Will?
Yeah! Fitz has just been bumped by Jesus just after the corner of Grassy. Then Keys follow through, hotly pursued by Cats. However, Darwin now has 3 whistles on Cats. They're hotly pursuing them. It looks like they've got overlap. It looks like they've got overlap coming round the outside of Grassy. Fitz have cleared. Jesus have cleared. I'm going to have to pass it up. I'm going to have to pass it up to Emily at the plough.
So I'm actually on Ditton, and the first crew is coming round now. We've got Kings M2 rowing round Ditton at the head of the division, looking very strong, and there's nothing much following them. I can't see a huge amount else at the moment. Is there anything going on back at Grassy?
Oh, at Grassy, we've got St. Eddie's being chased by Homerton 2. So St. Eddie's 2 being chased by Homerton. No, that's wrong. Homerton being chased by Eddie's. Either way, Hughes Hall, 2 metres off Homerton. Hughes Hall are 2 metres off Homerton. Emily, passing over to you.
There's a very exciting three-boat sandwich on Ditton Corner with Keys being chased by Cats, who are being chased by Darwin, and Darwin has just gone Cats on Ditton Corner. So Keys are rowing away into the distance, probably to have a row over, and that Darwin M2 have bumped Cats M3 on Ditton Corner, and Darwin M2 are pulling in by me as we speak. They're all clearing now so that the remaining crews can come through. I can see Corpus M2 are now coming round Ditton. Corpus M2 look likely to row over as well. There's not many more boats around them. And that's all from Ditton at the moment. Is there any action still going on at Grassy?
You've been placed on hold. You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
So it looks like we've lost Will at Grassy there, so I will take up on the loose beach where Kings are just rowing past me. So, Emily, how are you seeing anything more at Ditton?
Yes, I can indeed. We have got Hughes Hall 2 have just bumped Homerton 2 on Ditton Corner. That's Hughes Hall 2 have bumped Homerton 2 on Ditton Corner. They are clearing very slowly. Let's hope there's no more crews to come through behind them. And the next crew coming round looks to be Christ M3, who are rowing around Ditton now. The course has been cleared. And Christ are taking a tight line around Ditton. Looking strong. Looking like they'll probably row over. First and third M4 are maybe 5 lengths behind them, also just coming into Ditton Corner. Looking a bit scrappier, rowing very short. So it looks to me like Christ M3 are going to row over. And now we've got Sydney, the sandwich boat, that's Sydney M2, actually looking like they've made up quite a lot of ground on first and third M4. They're now maybe 2 to 3 lengths off them. So the overbump is not likely, but potentially they're hoping for it. Let's pass over to Jack on the long reach.
Thank you, Emily. Yes, we look like we've had quite a lot of action earlier in the course there. I've had Kings M2 row past me. They're going to row over. I've had Keys M3 row past me. And they're actually being quite hotly pursued by Corpus M2. That would be for a double overbump. A bit like at the bottom of the division, this is potential but probably not likely, as Keys are just going under the motorway bridge. There's about 3 lengths between them. So those 3 boats to row over. As a recap, Jesus M3 have bumped up on Fitzwilliam M2. Fitz are on for their spoons at the moment. Jesus are bumped up again after rowing over yesterday. Darwin M2 have bumped up on St. Cat's M3. Wolston M2 have bumped up on Downing M3. Downing M3 are on for their spoons tomorrow. Corpus look like they're good for a row over. I haven't seen them come past me yet, but there seems to be clear water either side of them. St. Ed's have bumped up on Selwyn M3. Selwyn M3 are on for their spoons tomorrow. St. Ed's M2 are on for their blades. That bump was always likely to happen there. Hughes Hall M2 have bumped up on Homerton M2. And I've just seen coming past me now our first and... there are Christ M3, who are followed by first and third M4. Now, there's probably... Oh, this is interesting. Now, Emily earlier was saying that a Sydney overbump may occur, with Sydney M2 possibly overbumping on first and third M4. That is looking increasingly likely now. I'd say there's probably about a canvas between them at the moment, possibly slightly further now. I'll listen for whistles. Yep, they're definitely within canvas here. This is going to be an overbump before long. They've just come round the kink in the long reach. They're trying to get away. We've now got overlap. The ball of the Sydney boat is about level with the number 3 now. Level with the number 4 of the first and third boat. They're going to try and get the bump by overtaking. First and third M4 are going to make Sydney work really hard for this bump. There, Sydney M2 are trying. Sydney M2 have taken it on the north bank here, and they're trying to overtake. And the first and third Cox has just conceded there. It was as the boats pulled level, and yes, Sydney M2, I can confirm, have overbumped first and third M4. First and third M4 bumped up yesterday, so they're going to be very disappointed to have put all that hard work to waste. And Sydney M2 have got the double overbump, which is fantastic for the sandwich boat there. And Magdalen M3 have bumped up on Trinity Hall M3. Trinity Hall M3 are on for their spoon tomorrow. So I'll give you a quick rundown again before we throw back to the studio. Kings M2 row over. Jesus M3 bump up on Fitz M2. Keys M3 row over. Darwin M2 bump up on St. Cat's M3. Downing M3 got bumped by Wolston M2. Corpus M2 look good for a row over. Selwyn M3 got bumped by St. Eddie's M2. Hughes Hall M2 got bumped by Homerton M2. Christ M3 looked good for a row over. First and third M4 got over bumped by the sandwich boat Sydney M2 just before the railway bridge. And Magdalen M3 have bumped up on Trinity Hall M3. That's your provisional results. We'll get back with confirmed soon.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Hi there, we're now going to go to the Riverside for an update on that last race. Riverside, can you hear me?
I can, Alex. Thank you very much. Yes, you join me again on a very warm Riverside. It's Jack here. And, yeah, I've got confirmed results for M4 now. So, at the top of the division, Kings M2 rode over. They'll remain the sandwich boat for M3. Fitzwilliam M2 got bumped by Jesus M3. Fitz, they were looking to recover. They're on for spoons still. They spooned last year as well. And Fitzwilliam, currently in the Pegasus Cup as a college, are rock bottom as well. So Fitz won't be pleased with that. I don't think they'll be moving from there. They got bumped by Jesus M3. Keys M3 rode over. Darwin M2 got bumped by St. Cat's M3. Wilson at M2 got bumped up on Downing M3. So Downing M3 are on for their spoon still. Corpus M2 rode over. Selwyn M3 got bumped by St. Eddie's M2, which means Selwyn are on for their spoons. But St. Ed's are still on for their blades, so good luck to them for tomorrow. Homerton M2 got bumped by Hughes Hall M2, which means Hughes Hall M2 are on for their blades tomorrow. Grice M3 rode over. Then we had the overbump at the bottom of the division. First and third M4 got overbumped by the sandwich boat, Sydney M2, which reduces first and third M4 to the sandwich boat between M5 and M4 tomorrow. And Trinity Hall M3 got bumped down by Magdalen M3, which means Trinity Hall M3 are on for their spoons tomorrow. So we had four boats on for spoons at the start of today, and it now looks like only three of them are on for their spoons tomorrow, but we still do have two boats on for their blades. That's M4. We'll be back at about 4 o'clock W3 for you.
Thanks very much, Jack. As we said, we'll be back a bit later, but now it's back to us in the studio.
One, two. Rowing in the May Bunts, everyone has a role to play. It's all about the people playing to individuals' natural strengths, going out there and showing what you've got.
At EY, we think everyone has got what it takes. It's why our graduate and undergraduate opportunities let you use your strengths in ways that come naturally to you. In tax, corporate finance, audit or advisory.
Get ready. Applications for all EY programmes open on the 1st of July.
Learn more at ey.com/uk/careers. EY, proud sponsors of May Bumps Cup.